I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied. That adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Come on, Janine. May I have a roll call, please?
Leba.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Conry.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first up, we have a council appearance from the EPA. Seppi?
Yes.
Did I pronounce that correctly? You're just going to give us a little update on the Superfund site?
We are. Yeah, we just wanted to, you know, get you up to speed about what's going on. I think probably some of the people already know because we have met with Christine and some other people in the township.
Right. I remember you from the planning board.
Right. Yes.
We get updates all the time.
Yes. Well, my name is Pat Seppi. I'm the community liaison for EPA. And I'd like to also introduce the three other people who are here with me tonight.
Sure.
First is Patrick Nijan, who's from the Corps of Engineers.
Hello.
Hi.
Tom Bihow and Tom West are from Cape Environmental. They're the contractor. Those are the people you'll see out there every day.
Okay.
So you probably know a lot about the Superfund site, so I don't want to go into a lot of the history. I just wanted to tell you that what we're doing right now is taking place over on Park Avenue and Pohackong Streets.
Right.
We've mobilized our trailers, and we're in the process of the mobilization now behind Family Dollar. If you've seen, there's some trailers going up there. Fence, right. You're on Newman.
It's a nice operation you have set up over there. I noticed there's three trailers. It's nice fenced in.
Yeah. We got new trailers.
Yeah, they look brand new.
That's not for us. We usually get these old beat-up trailers, but I'm so happy we have new ones over there. That looks nice. So at least people driving behind there will see that the operation is nice and the fence is, you know, it's all fenced in and everything. So what we're going to be doing, we've actually started, as I said, mobilizing, and then starting this week and next week, we're actually going to be inconveniencing the people on Park Avenue, a little bit on Pohackong Street, and in the Park Hill Apartments for about 4 to 6 weeks. Not straight through, but intermittently, we're going to make the street one way off of Route 31, so we'll have to ask people who are coming out of the Park Hill Apartments to go right and to go around Yeoman's instead, you know, of going, making a left in Park Avenue. And again, that'll be intermittent for a few weeks here and there.
Okay.
Tom has been working.
Is
putting
that for
up
drilling the wells?
What we're going to be doing is, besides drilling wells, extraction, you know, putting in injection wells, and also some pipes, because the end result of what we're trying to do, or what we're planning to do, is to build a pump and treat operation in the back parking lot of the Park Hill Apartments. So we've reached out, we've spoken to them, we've sent information out to all the residents on Park. And of course, it's not going to be, you know, a rude awakening when all of a sudden those no parking signs go up. But, you know, we'll be out there to speak to them also. And we also reached out to everybody on Yeoman. Did you say Yeoman? Okay, we were trying to figure out what the right correct name for that street is.
Yeoman.
Thank you. So again, this should take about, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. Like, you probably know that our concern is the groundwater that's contaminated with perchloroethylene, trichloroethylene, TCE and PCE. So that's, you know, we'll be extracting the contaminated groundwater, running it through the pipes, and eventually to the pump and treat system.
Now, I'm sorry, Pat.
Sure.
Would that eventually end up in the Sabaton Creek? Because, you know, I don't know.
Well, that's where we have
I know there was a question as to the rating of that creek, too.
That water will be re-injected back into the aquifer.
Okay.
So it's a deep injection well that we're going to put into the end. So basically, we'll bring the water from about 30 foot deep to like 120 foot deep in that strata there. Okay. We'll bring that water up, treat it, and put it down about 200 plus foot deep into the true aquifer. And that serves a dual purpose, as well as promoting that aquifer to move. That aquifer will start cleaning itself.
Okay.
So over the course of time, between the injection of drinking standard water and the removal of tainted water, it'll clear that aquifer. That's how it works, the system.
So it's, this is like a proven, you know, thing, I'm not familiar with this.
Many times over, it's very common.
Okay, good.
We can also give you a little information, Patrick, maybe you want to talk about the number of wells and how we're going to work that?
It could be up to 10 wells, what they'll do is first put two extraction wells and they'll do a pump test, figure out how, where are the best places to put the wells, and then based on that, we'll put the wells based on the hydrogeology of the system.
Will that affect the residents on Park Avenue?
Of the Naked Beans, no, it won't on the city door.
Okay.
And we did put that in our updates, I know everybody, that's always your first concern, of course, can I still drink the water? So we wanted to make sure that people knew that. Right, right. Any more information about the, then we expect to come back, because we're actually doing this in three phases over the course of a year. This first phase, as I said, will be about 4 to 6 weeks. Then we'll be leaving and giving you a break for a couple months, but then we expect to be back in March of 2015. And then do you want to explain what goes on in that second phase, huh?
That'll be the, well, by then the pump test will be completed, and I'll know if it's 10 wells, 8 wells, 7 wells that need to be installed. We'll install the wells as well as the injection, as well as the extraction wells over the period of about 3 months. That has to do with coming basically down the street, digging a large trench that will never be left open overnight, so that fear, if anyone has it, put it aside. We've already pledged and we prefer to not have any open trench. It leaves everyone at rest, especially with children around.
Right.
Scary.
We'll have security when we're not here.
Right.
And steel plates over it.
And the hours were pretty much, you know, 7 to 3:34, but we won't start any of the intrusive work or noisy work until 8 o'clock. I mean, you know, they'll usually 7 to 8. They do their safety briefings and things like that.
When is the second phase starting?
March 2015 is what we think right now. That's what we're looking for. Of course, with construction projects, you never know. Something, you know, weather or something could always interfere, but we hope that we'll be able
That's the goal.
That's the goal. Well, when we had that Halloween storm that one year, you know, something like that could really delay it, but we're hoping that that doesn't happen again this year. And then phase three, we expect to come back July or August of 2015, and at that time, we're looking to be here about another 4 to 6 weeks, and that'll be kind of when we're repair the roads, we want to do any final site work, and any of the odds and ends that are left over that we need to take care of. So what we'll do, before we start phase two in March, we'll send out another update to everybody just to let them know what's coming, so you know they'll be aware of that. I have to say, we really appreciate how cooperative everybody has been. The police, you know, fire, EMS, the town, everybody, and it's really, I think, right, made our job so much easier. Yeah,
we all want to see it cleaned up.
I know, but it's a disruption, and we understand that, and we will try to make the convenience as, you know, as little inconvenience as little as possible.
Now, the treatment building itself, is that going to be in phase two?
No, it's actually part of phase one.
Oh, okay.
We'll break ground for it, but we'll be back in that parking lot, so you won't even see us. And we're putting that building up. We intend to put the footings in and get the walls up before winter.
Okay.
So we're working inside over the winter. They can put all the equipment in and be ready for just the well on as we plug in.
And another thing that we'll be doing in this phase is, you know, since we're taking some of the space from the residents of the apartments, we're going to be putting in an additional 21 parking spaces for the residents, just to make sure. And, you know, probably one of our biggest concerns is right across the street, the daycare, because that's going to face exactly where the pump and treat is going in. So we've been over there a couple of times to talk to them. I know they start on Thursday, and we've talked about their bus routes and things like that. And they have our contact information. I have contact information tonight that I will give to everyone, and it's Tom and Patrick's phone numbers and emails. So if you ever have a question, please, just don't hesitate. You know, pick up the phone and call. You can call me. I'm not at the site every day, you know, but they are. You can certainly call me with any community concerns also. I think, what do you think of that? Anything else you wanted to mention? So you expect, you started all the Park Avenue.
Well, the good, you can tell the good part.
The good
part? Curb to curb paving.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. that road's not in great shape.
Do you have any projection on how long it would take for this to get cleaned up?
This phase?
20 years, 50 years, what?
The whole site?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No projection?
No, not for the whole site. This is phase, OU1 we call it. It's in three different phases. Now, you might be aware of another phase that's going on, OU3, where we're going to be putting in that water line.
What's that? Where is that?
That's more like in Franklin, mm-hmm. in Washington.
Okay.
Township. It's like a 10-mile stretch there. And, we've been working with all the residents there and both water companies to put in that water line. And that'll start pretty soon, actually.
I think what you're asking, though, Paul, how long it's going to take to clean the TCE.
Right.
Years was the projection that I heard.
Yeah, that's still a projection that we use when we're at site, how long it's going to take. This is a really difficult area of the country to extract groundwater from because of the fractured bedrock. It's really difficult. It takes a long time to do. But once we do that pump test, too, we'll have a good idea of how the water is flowing, and what our rate will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was this caused by the high points that don't?
No. A lot of people think that, but no, we haven't ever found. We've done sampling up there to find out, but no. Just like American Sand is probably...
It's that way, though.
Yeah.
You're going that way.
Well, no, the plume, though, the groundwater plume covers close to 5,000 acres. So it's a large, large area of contaminated groundwater. So we've looked at a lot of different, there's small sources like, dry cleaners and places like that. Tungstall was another one. So there's quite a few different responsible parties, but not High Point now. Yeah. So I wanted to give you these...
I have one other question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is the federal government going to be helping the state with this operation in your big scheme of things? I mean, how does that work?
Helping the state?
Yeah.
EPA is in charge of the project. It's the federal government. We coordinate with DEP. They're a part of this. They will review any documents that we put together or anything like that. And they have someone who's assigned to the site.
But they don't help pay for it?
No.
I have another kind of financial related question. That site that you have, was that donated to you or you're paying rent? I'm just curious.
Family Dollar?
Yeah, or behind that.
We leased the property behind me.
So
we're paying Mr. Rossi.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he was very kind. That's a perfect place for us.
Absolutely.
Good piece of property.
That's great.
And I know when I was here the other day, I don't want to keep it any longer, but Christine, we met with Christine Blanchard, and she saw me outside, and she goes, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I realized we just paved humans, mm-hmm. and now you're going to be driving all your trucks down that street? And I go, no, don't worry about it. We're not going to rip up that street. That's just like these insects.
You know, I look silly.
Oh, no, this beautiful street. Here we're going to come and rip it up, but we're not.
Beautiful street.
Yeah. anything else that you want to add? Tom? Okay. So let me give you these handouts as far as, everybody's contact number, and please, like I said, don't hesitate to call us at any time. Okay. You have another question?
Yeah, one other. The paving, is that going to be from the entrance to the end of 31 there?
It's a 31 and then up to just past the high cost.
Okay.
And then all the way up to high cost.
Wow. That's good.
All the way up to high cost. Okay, so anytime you'd like an update, please, don't hesitate to give them.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
That brings us to the minutes of the meetings of June 4th and August 19th.
I have a question on the June 4th minutes.
I'll make a motion to receive them.
Second.
Mr. Jones.
Question under the recap.
Under which one?
June 4th.
Okay.
I'd asked about the status on the time clocks, and we had a motion that was seconded to purchase two time clocks at $500 apiece. I thought it was three time clocks we were going to buy. One for Borough Hall, one for the garage, and one for the pool. Because the one at the pool, I didn't believe interfaced with the timekeeping.
Yeah, the ones at the pool do not.
Right, because they're not.
Correct, and I believe we had talked about, I thought before, we said we were going to buy three time clocks?
It's two, because one of them, they come over in this building anyway. The, I think it's the CCW.
Yeah, all the full-timers are here.
They come into this building anyway, that's why she said they would have the one here.
How's that?
And then the one for the pool, it didn't, she said because they were only, they're not there all year long.
Yeah, just for seasonal help.
They just seasonal.
But that was the one reason why I thought we said we're going to go three, because of the past issues with some of the people at the pool?
So all I can say is we'll have Ms. Titus take a note on that, and have Ms. Blanchard get back to you with the answer to that.
She said they also come over here also.
Yeah, last night, I remember, it was just two that...
Two, yeah, because she's supposed to be coming over here also.
I know you mentioned three, but, no, I thought it was three that we voted on.
Okay, any other discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I'm going to abstain.
On both of them?
No, just the June 4th.
And yes on the August?
Yes, on the August 19th, yeah.
Correspondence?
Make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the correspondence?
Well, we're done. The state aid programs for DOT. Are we getting as much money as possible?
Yes, and the manager now work with the engineer to come up with the applications, definitely work on that immediately.
Sure they shall.
Get all you can get.
Did they need a motion from us to direct her to...
I think so.
No?
Thank you so much.
Well, we have one motion on the floor first.
Second.
Well,
no, the motion's for the
receiving
file. File.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that one first. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
I will make a motion to forward the NJDOT FY 2015 aid program application to our engineer and have them submit.
Second.
Right. All appropriate. Okay. any discussion on that?
Just to let us know what streets, that, you know, so we could get a cut, see what they applied for.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? At this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statement, and testimony from guests. You know the drill, Mrs. Sloan.
No, you don't need this. Do you need it? I haven't heard one word since, but that's okay because I forgot my hearing aids. My, first of all, I have to ask what I have to do with fluorescent bulbs. I can't understand it on the, it says they're unacceptable or something like that. It doesn't say what to do with them in the code.
How to recycle them or get rid of them.
Dispose of them? Or recycle them?
Yeah, that's what she's asking, how to get rid of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll find out. Anyway.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Well, I thought I just might bundle them up and take them to the borough hall. I mean, the borough, dump them here.
Yeah.
No,
Garage.
I have about 10 of them. Anyway.
Well, can we ask someone in the off building, you know, the caller, someone from the DPW, because is this John Bird, our recycling person that's in that newspaper? Like,
there's a list in the, on the code or in the thing about what, but it doesn't say what I'm supposed to do. It's very unclear. That's more of my problem.
None of us have the answer. So
right.
Yeah, no, none of us have any.
The county is the person that, you know, the people.
What?
You have to talk to the county, that one county.
But John Bird is our representative.
They do that, yeah. But they,
okay,
they do,
well, I'll,
yeah.
I'll still busy. Now, my real problem is, as it's heading towards September, we know that the snow is coming. And I, for one, would like to see the cars off the street. I have a problem in my neighborhood where they I don't know whether they've been fined, But as the snow gets, as we get more snow, the cars are always there, and the snowplow can't tidy it up. So therefore, the street gets smaller and smaller. Because they, anyhow, as I I'm not looking forward to another winter of, what, you know, I don't know where they're going to get them. I would like the borough to make, I don't understand, now I'm going to be blunt, I don't understand why it was rescinded or not, we don't have the no overnight parking. Because that would help if the plows tidy up the snow at night. It just makes it, of the 25 years I've lived here, or I can't remember, it's, last year was the worst because we couldn't tidy up the streets because the cars are there. And I get trouble because I have to back my car out. Not only is the snow here on my side, that's a, but then I'm horrified that I'm going to hit somebody backing out, which only happens in the winter. So I don't know if your constituents come back at you, hey, we got to park on the street because we don't have anywhere else. I don't know, but it's getting to be a real problem. And then as Carlton Avenue, I use Carlton Avenue a lot, even in no snow days, or even when we don't have snow, you really have to watch that there's enough space for two cars to pass on Carlton Avenue. Then you get some snow, and it's like a zigzag. Plus, all those cars on Carlton Avenue have an alley behind them, except when you get past Grand Avenue. On the other, from Grand Avenue to Belvedere Avenue, there are alleys, except for one little bit. So I think it's reasonable to ask people to use their garages, and as for my neighbor across the street, they never plowed their driveway in the winter. They never shoveled it. So they always use the street, and somehow they jiggled it around. They missed it for the snowstorms, but they park on the street all winter long, and I'm tired of it. I'm just not looking forward to another winter where cars are on the street and we have to battle it. It's all over town, I guess. What, sir?
Mrs. Sloan, this was addressed before the council, and we come up with some different, you know, alternatives. One is alternate side of the street parking. So that should
That's
solve a lot
happen
of the problems.
Because nobody parks, nobody on my street. I'm not worried about the cars on the alternate side of the street will work for Carlton.
Should work for all the streets.
No, because nobody parks on my side. It's that I have to back into somebody, and they're 3 or 4 feet out into the street in the wintertime.
Mrs. Clark, we are addressing that. We are actually rewriting our code book as we speak.
Good, sir.
Giving our code enforcement officer the authority to have vehicles towed.
Good.
We are also in the process of no parking. When the roads are snow covered.
Mm-hmm. Right. I suggest that it might be no parking from April to May, or what? I mean, just to make it.
I understand what you're saying, but we're working on right now.
You understand the problem.
I understand the problem.
Okay.
As long as there's snow on the road, there shouldn't be a car there. Mm-hmm. Now, if the plow goes through and there's that much snow on the road, the road is snow covered. That gives the DPW the opportunity, as you said, to clean up, to go to the curb. Now,
didn't have last year.
You're absolutely right. We're in the process of ordering signs.
Okay, good.
We're in the process of, the code enforcement committee is in the process of rewriting the code to give our guy the authority
to have the vehicles go. I just wanted to voice my concern, that's all. It's really, I mean, when I think about the snow coming, and years ago, the people in that house always parked in their driveway in the back. Never had a problem, never, winter, snow, whatever. This group now, or whoever lives there, insists on parking on the street, and it's just, and not only that, they're not small cars, they're big cars, so it's, there's not enough room. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What was the other?
Anyone else from the audience?
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Reports?
Stephen Kyle, make motion.
Okay, any discussion on the reports?
With regards to the code enforcement report, I understand we now have like 68 properties. We have a real problem. I wanted to ask the manager, which is not here, like, what is the plan with issuing liens on these properties, and when can we start doing that? Because we got a major problem here. Nothing's getting accomplished.
We've gone through that before. They don't know who the actual property owners are.
But if there's a lien on the property, then...
I understand that, but you've got to know who the property owner is in order to put a lien on it. And a lot of the banks that hold the mortgage won't give the information out.
Yeah, but if there's a lien on, then the bank is going to certainly do something about it. Then.
Part of the issue has been finding out who the bank
is.
Because they use a third party payer.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that, but then so what? We just let it fly.
The code enforcement officer is after them.
Right.
You know, as you can see on his report.
Oh, I know. I spoke to the code enforcement officer.
You can't get them all. Mr. Higgins.
2 weeks ago, the state legislature passed a law that now requires the financial institution to whoever, if you inquire to the third party payer, whoever they use, now they are required to divulge who, what bank or what mortgage company owns the property. And that was just signed into law. I don't know if it was signed into law, but both houses have passed.
Okay, so it could be waiting on the governor.
Right.
It could be.
But that was a big thing, and...
You don't happen to know the number of evidence?
I can get it for you.
Okay.
That's the one that the lawyer...
Yeah, we had last meeting. Yeah.
At the last meeting.
She
sent it.
Right.
She
gave
it to us.
But
it was
an
email, and we had it in our
package.
So
it was
passed.
Well, then
it passed.
Both
houses
passed.
Right.
Both houses passed. So they have to tell us who they are. So it's going
so
to
there shouldn't be a problem.
No,
our code enforcement officer should not be struggling anymore with
no,
this.
No, it shouldn't be.
And we should be able to issue liens, no problem.
Assuming the governor signs it, if he hasn't it already, and the leeway that they will have to make that information
available.
It did pass.
It passed, and she gave us a copy.
I'm bringing this up because I actually spoke with Rudy.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find a way that we as a governing body can help him do his job so that we can do something with these 68 properties. So,
I'm sorry.
It's finding out who the owner is.
But now that should not be a problem because
should not be a problem.
No, it shouldn't be.
Well, as much of a problem. It still might be a little bit of a problem.
He's having a lot of problems.
It's tedious.
I know.
Right.
Yeah. It's a tedious.
Yeah, it is.
Tedious. It's very time consuming.
Okay. Okay, anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? New business, approval of the Borough School's PTO raffle.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? Let's do a roll call on that one, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Chong?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
The shared service agreement with the school board for library director.
Question?
Yes, sir.
On that. A couple of the things as I read through the agreement I was interested in finding out about. Why do we pay the motor vehicle insurance?
Yeah.
For the director? is one thing. In the agreement, I believe it's on the second page.
The Board of Education pays the part.
Yeah. So the local Board of Education will provide workers' compensation, liability, and motor vehicle insurance coverage for all claims related to the services provided by its employees as library director, regardless of where the incidents that caused the claim arises.
I believe that's a blanket thing of that they cover all employees for. I believe the borough has the same thing. I believe we were all asked for copies of our driver's license.
Yeah, but that's your driver's license, but this is to provide motor vehicle insurance coverage.
Should they be using a borough or a school vehicle?
You use your own.
Yeah, but that, it's one of those blanket things, I believe, that they cover, you know, if you are out, even in your own vehicle during work time.
Come to county meeting and get an accident, and I can get, have the borough pay for it?
If you're out on borough business.
Come to county meetings? If I'm coming to county meeting, have a motor vehicle accident.
I don't know that would be...
That's the same thing.
I don't know that would be...
I just think the language could be more clear.
Well, that's, I think the big issue, more concerning to me, is the amount of increase over the last, you know, contract that they had. Yeah, well, but it's still, to me, it's quite a bit of money that the borough is having to pay as an increase. It's not fair in a way to the other, you know, employees that work for the borough that only get a certain amount.
Yeah, she did.
I understand that. I still have a problem with it because I think it's a lot of money.
Well, what's the solution?
I, maybe we could limit the amount, change the amount in there. You know, have it go back to them and see if they're going to accept a lower amount. That's my suggestion.
Sure.
How many hours does she work?
But wasn't that...
She is a 37 and a half hour a week employee, I believe.
Okay.
And, which means we're paying her for about 18 and a half, 8 hours a week. But she's working significantly more than that for us.
37 and a half hours?
I believe that's what it is.
Okay.
Well, that's...
I can't say that.
Half of that is what we're paying for.
Yeah.
49.9 hours. She should be there more, there should be more hours for the public to use the library instead of being closed all the time.
Well, that has absolutely nothing to do with it.
No, she's not, that means the library's open. She's just overseeing the operation of the library.
Right, the library is open many hours without her being there.
I thought, I originally thought that it was the Warren Hills Middle School that we did this with, this agreement with.
No, the local schools.
The elementary schools too?
It's the borough school board.
It's just the borough, Memorial and Taylor Street School.
It's two schools.
That we share her with.
Wow.
Now, the library board does want to go to a full-time director on their own because this just isn't covering it, but we have to have a library director.
That price for part-time?
Yeah, I mean, I have a problem with...
She's a full-time employee, just part-time to us.
Right, so we have to figure that as part-time.
Right.
Because that's all we're going to utilize her.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we still have to pay her benefits and she's a full-time employee.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the deal.
Right.
It's not a good deal.
Well, again, what's your solution?
Well, we could, okay, there's two possibilities. We can either make this a very temporary agreement and cut down the length of time, and then I'd be in favor of it because it's only short term until we find a better solution. Or otherwise, we put a cap on the increase to make it fair to all the other people that get an increase in their wages and expect to get, you know, a certain amount of, because the compensation is going basically directly to whoever this library director is. And it's just not fair to the other people that work in, you know, the civil service and the you know,
well,
work
first
for the
of all, there's a 90-day out clause in this.
Sure.
So we can terminate at any time. And it would take probably 90 days to go through the process of advertising, interviewing, and acquiring the services of a new director.
And if we don't pass this today, we still have that 90-day window.
Yeah, but we're...
I mean, we'll still be doing the same thing.
This goes back to July 1st, so we're paying her right now.
I understand.
Retroactive, active, right?
But at the old rate.
Here's the bottom line. Scott, what did we pay our previous library director? Ballpark figure. right around what this total salary was, I believe.
Mid-60,000s, I believe it was.
I thought it was a little bit higher than that, but anyway.
It might be, it might be. That's just a ballpark figure that I'm thinking.
Then when you throw in the us paying full benefits, you know, you're talking a lot of money. The only issue that I have is it was a 28% increase over last year.
Yeah.
We talked about that, being a 28% increase over last year.
Christine sent the explanation to us.
Right, she did.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. It's still 28%.
And this is coming out of the library itself's budget.
Right. I think, me personally, I mean, I have that issue with it, but it's still cheaper than if we had our own.
I'm hoping that there's going to be a deal with the county, so that maybe they'll supply a director for us.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well, we don't know that.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. Not all of us. You might know something that I don't know.
All right, I will make a motion to go forward with the shared services, libraries, shared service agreement with Washington Borough Schools.
I'll second it.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Have a roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Jones?
We can get out of it in 90 days, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
Torres?
No.
Donald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Disdain.
Okay, we have resolutions 121 and 122 to refund of overpayment of taxes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on either of those? Roll call, please.
Gleba?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And 124, a Recreation Commission appointment of Patrick Brian Collin.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Our vouchers.
Make a motion, we pay the vouchers.
One second.
Okay, any discussion on the vouchers?
I have two questions.
Mrs. Gleba.
Christine's not here. On page 2, for the under general government, I'm not sure what it is, like why we're paying the engineers for the middle school parking lot. Like, well, first of all, why wouldn't it be escrow, or why isn't the school taxes, the middle school paying for it?
Which one was that?
Page 2.
It's in the middle, practically, yeah. $220. I had the same question, but I didn't get a chance to ask it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Can we hold that bill, or? I don't know. Because it's not here.
We can.
And then my other question is, Patrick, did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. page 9, for that aerosol turf paint?
Yes, three.
Do you think, is it two of those we got, or?
There's three there.
Oh, there's three there? So is it three, or is it the three different, you know what I'm saying? So it's like.
There's three bills.
It is three separate bills.
That's why I'm taking these three separate bills.
I was just wondering if this.
One is going up to Parks and Playground, another to youth soccer, and.
It looks like it was repeated a couple
that's
times.
That's why it's
broken. Yeah, it's probably split amongst the
So
a
the
bunch
total
of
might
ones.
Have been like $600 and then $200.
Something like
all
that.
Right, okay.
Because
yeah.
They buy it by massive case.
Yeah,
amounts.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
That's good.
So I don't have a question.
That's good that she's done it.
Okay. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Gleba?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, anything except fire company electric drive.
Okay, recap. Titus, what do we have on your list?
Okay. That's time clock.
Okay.
On the minutes for June 4th.
Okay.
I know this was the voucher for the engineers.
Right.
For the middle.
For the middle.
And you want that held until...
Right, clarification of, like, why isn't it SRO, or why isn't the middle school paying for it?
Council remarks. Mr. Higgins.
Okay, this, I got some, we had a sewer subcommittee meeting today with the engineer in regards to South Prospect Street. Plans were presented to us. He's got to take them back, make some minor adjustments, got to send them over to Dawson to see where they're going to put the catch basins. He's going to have the plans back to Christine within a week. Veolia is going to be our, they're going to do it for us. We're going to pay them. They're going to get the contractors to do it. Once they get the finalized plans, some things had to be adjusted, like, you know, we're going to pave from where we dig up all the way down to the end of the street. We're putting in catch basins and the people that needed to be hooked up. Otherwise, everything was pretty much ready to go. And it's good to say currently we're under budget. Looks like we can be under budget there. Also talked to Christine today. She wanted to let me know that on North Lincoln Avenue in front of the church, that Dawson is finishing up with the bid specs and they should be able to go out for bid next week.
Okay.
To get the road done. And that's it.
The question with the, do you have to go out to bid?
Yes, for that, because...
Not for Lincoln, for the South Prospect Street, like,
No.
We can just use our...
We're using the sewer, Veolia, they're the ones who are going to hire the contractors, because we're paying Veolia.
Okay, and we can just pay them without doing...
Without doing the bid specs and going out to get bidders and things like that.
Okay.
Taking another, 3 months?
And they're going to use local people.
I'm going to say that. That's good.
They're going to try to use local people. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough. Is that it, sir?
Yes.
Mrs. Connery.
Hi, I have nothing.
Mr. Torres.
Just want to remind everybody to come to the festival this weekend. That's about it.
Okay. Mr. Jones.
Once you check on that thing with the time clocks, that was 3 months ago. I'd like to see where the time clocks are.
Okay.
We authorized the purchase of them in June, so.
Okay. Mr. Thompson?
The street sign is out on Belgrade Avenue. Crosswalk is out. And watch for the kids back to school.
Mrs. Lieber?
It's something I wanted to say a couple of months ago, but Christine's not here. I wanted to give her and the website guy.
Morris.
I wanted to say Marty. I'm very impressed. I really like the new website, and I keep meaning to say that I wanted to give them, you know, kudos, because I think it's much more easier to find things now. I really like what they did with it, and it was a total surprise when I went on the one day and saw it. Again, everyone go out to the festival this weekend. It should be a good time. Hopefully the weather holds out for us. And then also a reminder, September 26th, that Friday night, 5:30 to 8:30, is the senior event, and it's a luau theme. Mailing should be going out, and there are flyers all around Borough Hall with the details. The seniors do have to RSVP.
Steve's trying to listen to what you're saying about the seniors.
The senior event is on. It's not even on. The senior event is on September
26th.
Why
are you looking at us?
Because you're the only one here.
That's what told me to.
That's senior event, September 26th. Okay.
Right. Yeah. The flyers are on all the bulletin boards, and the county should be sending out a mailing about it also.
And that's why here at the Borough Hall?
It's here at the Borough Hall.
Just to tag off of your website, the website was not working for volunteer applications for a little while.
So if anybody has submitted a volunteer application in the last month or so, I probably didn't get it. Submit it again, please. It's just started working. Mr. Higgins, you have one more thing you want to do?
Actually, I have two more things.
Oh.
It escaped me. Everybody got the manager's report about the quick check, right? What do we want to do with that? They don't want to pay quick check in the new quick check off of South Castle Road. We want to hook them up to our sewer plant.
I would accept their old agreement, not the new one, personally.
Pardon me?
I would accept them under the terms of the old agreement, not the new one.
All right, well, good luck. Because they had to spend so much money to put in the septic system, they don't want to give us, you know, that contribution.
But that's on them, that was their decision.
Right, no washing.
Yeah.
But they will have to pay us $95,000 for a hookup.
That's a good thing, so it's a trade.
They have to do that regardless.
Yeah.
So, do we want to take them in? I say yes.
They're waiting on us?
Yes.
I'd have Christine add it to the next agenda.
Okay.
And your other thing?
The other thing is, out of the clear blue sky, I got a visit from a member of the New Jersey Water, I guess he is a site supervisor. And when I talked to Christine about it today, she told me that she had gotten a call from Bowers. They're going to be up on Sunrise Terrace, and they're going to do 7 feet out from the curb. They're going to blacktop that. And they figured that they could just get us to agree to doing the whole road, and we would pay for the other, if it's a 12-foot road, we would pay the other 5 feet, if it's 14, we would pay the difference in the width of the road, the pavement. We don't have any money for that.
Correct.
So they're actually going to start up there sometime and pave 7 feet from the curb.
That's great. Well, that's what they had promised, so I'm happy that...
Yes, they will do that. Okay, now I'm done.
Okay.
It's a shame we don't have...
One last thing, Mr. Jones. Last meeting I asked about having a sign put up for the yard sale, and I was told there was no place to put it. Well, why can't we put it right where the banner is for the festive? On the marquee there on 57, there's a banner there now talking about the...
Those banners, you have no idea how expensive those banners are. And
well,
I
it doesn't have to be a banner, but I mean, why couldn't we put a sign for this townwide yard sale?
It has to meet certain criteria according to, I guess, the New Jersey Department of Transportation. We have to get permission from, I think it's JCP&L to hang it from their poles or whatever.
No, no, are you talking about the one at 31?
He's just talking about the...
Welcome to Washington. There's a banner right in the middle of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about
57
abroad.
Yes, yeah. Permission from DOT.
I bet they didn't get permission from DOT to hang that sign up.
I think they did.
I bet they did. Damn. I just think it'd be nice to promote it. That's all. Okay. But apparently it won't get promoted, so...
Well, not in time for this year, but that's a good suggestion for next time.
Anything else?
I want to remind everyone to do see our 15 cents out from the police department about you locking your cars.
Mm-hmm. What? Yes.
Locking your cars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want to remind everyone to remind their neighbors to please lock your cars.
Yeah.
Lock your cars.
If there's nothing else, I'd accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Please review the street ordinance for the next meeting. It'll be on the agenda.
Yes.
We got it.
Is it on the left?
Yeah, it was left.
Not everyone got it?
Everyone got it. No, everyone got it.